From Washington, this is VOA News. The White House says it is prepared for the fallout from a report on alleged CIA torture methods. And Sierra Leone overtakes Liberia in the number of cases of the Ebola virus. I'm Michael Lippin. The White House says it has spent months preparing to protect U.S. interests around the world from the potential fallout from a soon-to-be-released report on CIA methods for interrogating terrorists. U.S. officials have warned that Tuesday's expected release of the report on alleged CIA torture practices could incite violence against Americans abroad. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Monday that President Barack Obama believes it is important for the American people to see the report in order to learn as much as possible about what the CIA did in the war on terror. Some reports say the 480-page document details extreme interrogation techniques such as sleep deprivation and waterboarding, which simulates drowning. Earnest said Mr. Obama believes the use of those tactics was unwarranted. The World Health Organization says new cases of Ebola continue to grow in West Africa, with Sierra Leone overtaking Liberia as the country with the highest number of cases. Data published on Monday by the WHO show that Sierra Leone has recorded 7,798 cases of the deadly virus and indicate that the disease is now spreading fastest in that country. Infection rates for Ebola are decreasing in Liberia, which now has just over 7,700 cases. Liberia still has more Ebola deaths than any other country. The WHO says that overall, Ebola has infected nearly 18,000 people, killing 6,346. The vast majority of cases have been in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. You're listening to VOA News. The Philippine capital is bracing for a weakening Typhoon Hagupit, which caused widespread destruction and killed at least 23 people after coming ashore on the eastern island of Samar. The cyclone has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but emergency officials are still on high alert for flooding and storm surges in Manila, the largest population center in the Philippines. Thousands of people have moved to evacuation shelters as a precaution, and schools, businesses, and government offices have been closed across the capital city. Authorities say this typhoon does not appear as destructive as last year's Typhoon Haiyan, in part because of a massive operation that evacuated nearly 1 million people from coastal and landslide-prone areas. Over the last few weeks, thousands of teachers went on strike across northeastern China, protesting against low pay and forced contributions to their pension plans. Shannon Van Sant reports from Beijing.
A mass strike by teachers in northeastern China ended last week. It was one of several that rapidly spread through towns and cities in recent weeks. Teachers say they were protesting low wages. One teacher said she just wanted to raise her salary. She said she was not comparing her salary with others. She just wanted the salary she deserves. Teaching in China has long been a profession that garners relatively low pay. But the recent strikes in Heilongjiang province were rooted in a government plan that requires teachers to contribute to their pension plans, something government workers had not been asked to do in the past. Protesters marched on government buildings, and classes in some places were suspended. Zhang Lifan is a Chinese expert and historian. He said China's education system has long been too harsh on teachers, and the strike is a result of built-up resentments. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
Russia says it is committed to holding more international talks on ending the violence in eastern Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin's foreign policy adviser says Moscow is ready for another meeting of a contact group on eastern Ukraine this week. Contact group members include Russia, Ukraine, Russian-backed Ukrainian separatists, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Those members signed a ceasefire agreement for eastern Ukraine on September 5th at a meeting in Belarus. Well, you can find more on those stories by checking our website at voanews.com. That's where we're updating the news from around the world 24 hours a day. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.